Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who met his wife while training for the 400 meters in Seattle and is eating gluten-free whilst lusting after bread, Dave Denniston.
This is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Well, this is Tax Reduction Month and Freedom Month from Taxes. And so today I'm going to tell you about this pamphlet that I got that is really, really good, particularly for those of you that want to own your own practice or currently do. I happen to be connected with a number of different individuals. I'm part of a mastermind. And in that mastermind, we were talking about different marketing programs and things that other people do. And so I received this little pocket guide that's from a CPA that's called How to Keep the IRS Out of Your Pocket. And what's so cool about this particular guide, it has 10 specific strategies for physicians in practice. So I just want to share with you three of them that I thought could help you out and apply to your situation. Now, their tax strategy talks about hiring your kids. And what you can do with your kids is if you hire them on, they could pay them up to $6,200. And all of that is tax free if that's all of their earnings. So think about that for a second. $6,000, if you have two kids, essentially you can get a pass on federal and state income taxes for 12 grand. If you're in the 50% bracket, between federal and state, that's like having $6,000 more in your pocket to give to your kids. Now, there are other couple of stipulations here that I'm going to check here with you real quick. Now, they do have to be under 18 years old. They do have to be under 18 years old, and they have to be greater than 7. So 7 to 18 is kind of the sweet spot for people to hit with having their kids on as employees. And then you have to pay them a reasonable wage to do what they do. So you could have your kids just help you in the office for a little bit. Maybe they help you with filing or something like that. And obviously if you pay them $1,000 an hour, that's probably not gonna work. But I'm sure your kids could help you out with a whole variety of different tasks and utilizing their skills and helping out with a few things. They could help greet at the office. They could hang out at the office for a whole day. And there you go. You could end up paying them close to $3,000 or $1,000 for hanging out with you for a whole week over summer break or something. Now, the tax strategy that was in this guide I thought was really awesome, and it talks about vacation expenses. Now, often as physicians, there are CMEs we have to do. So those continuing medical education places. Well, what if you end up going to a fun place? You go to Florida or the Bahamas or Costa Rica or someplace to get your CMEs. Consider trying to plan a vacation around that. And so that way your flight is deductible, your meals are deductible. And as you continue on and meet with other people and hang out and get to learn things, this can make your trip deductible. Now, if your spouse is part of your practice, you can also write off her expenses. If your kids are part of your practice, you can write off some of those expenses. Now, I'd caution you in terms of going to Disneyland or someplace like that. Another common strategy that people do similar to vacation when they own their own practice is what I call a board of directors meeting. And it's pretty simple. You just take some minutes of the meeting, you talk some business, you go out on a very nice dinner, maybe stay overnight in a hotel, and you do this quarterly. So it's a great chance to connect with your spouse, write some money off, have a night on the town, but you have to make sure to record those minutes. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Now, their tax strategy that was listed here in this document is another one that a lot of people miss out on. And what you can do is you have a home office. Back 10 years ago, you couldn't really take a home office deduction, but now, any place that you do some work, so if you're working on your computer at home, you're checking your email, you're doing administrative stuff, maybe you're writing the books if you own your own practice, all your part of your home office can be a deduction, which means you can write off utilities, you can write off part of your mortgage. There's all kinds of write-offs. There's all kinds of write-offs that you can do with your home. And just make sure to be familiar with the rules and how it works, but it's awesome and fantastic. So again, this was coming from a different gentleman, how to keep the IRS out of your pocket. The company's called Financial Connections, and you could find this information at their website, which is fincontacts.com. So make sure to check out that website, fincontacts.com. Also, in my book, The Freedom Formula for Physicians, there's tons of tax ideas and different things that you could take away, which you could buy the book at drfreedombook.com directly from me at a discount. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Make sure to subscribe, check in, let me know if you have any questions about taxes. Have a good one. Look forward to seeing you soon. Bye-bye.